Very slow roll in the far open left lane. Lanes to the right are all blocked. Also a minor delay in the odd loop in that general area south of the pike to the Dulles Toll Road. Two right lanes remain blocked and just seeing a brief delay. Also watch out for the work zone that's going on in Montgomery County. The inner loop between the Legion Bridge and River Road. The two left lanes are blocked. The odd loop at Cabin John Parkway. You find the right lane blocked because of the ongoing road work, but those two work zones not causing any major slowing. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Clouds will be moving in this evening and for your early morning commute on Wednesday. Those clouds will bring a few isolated to scattered showers around the area, but will salvage your Wednesday afternoon with some milder air. Temperatures tonight, 53 to 58 degrees. Highs tomorrow, 68 to 74. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Georgetown 59 degrees, Bowie 55, Leesburg 60, and some of us down to the lower 50s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, the U.S. Senate passes a $95 billion package to provide aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It takes us a step closer to a possible TikTok ban. The jury on Donald Trump's criminal trial heard about a scheme to keep negative stories in the news during his 2016 campaign.
Another big step forward is expected this week in the cleanup of Baltimore's downed Key Bridge. I'm Mike Marilla.
A youth curfew for National Harbor in that area on weekends.
We're praying to God for a miracle.
The father of two boys that died after a Virginia fire speaks out. I'm Valerie Bong.
More poor play by the Capitals. They now trail the Rangers 2-0 in this playoff series. 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Senate has approved by a 79-18 vote a $95 billion foreign aid package. CBS's Christina Carujo watched things unfold.
It had the Israel aid, it had aid to Ukraine, it had aid to Taiwan, and it had a provision to include this TikTok bill that could potentially ban the platform in the U.S. if the Chinese company ByteDance doesn't sell the platform within this year.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers have told the judge in his criminal case that their client has not violated an order barring him from criticizing witnesses and jurors. CBS's Christina Kaufman has that.
They were trying to say that he's just responding to political attacks, and really he's just reposting what other people are putting up, and they claim that doesn't violate the gag order. And the judge asked them to show him case law, evidence that supports this. And Todd Blanche, Trump's attorney, said, I don't have any case law. It's just common sense.
Police have cleared pro-Palestinian protesters from the NYU campus in New York. CBS's Nancy Chen has that.
They started taking down tents, making arrests. Demonstrators, they had been ordered to clear that plaza area by 4 p.m. In a statement afterward, NYU said they will continue to support individuals' rights to freedom of expression, but that the events did not need to lead to this outcome and that the demonstration happened without notice and without authorization.
The Justice Department has agreed to pay about $139 million to settle 139 claims that it mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Dr. Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016. John Manley is the attorney for some of the victims.
It is my firm belief and the belief of anybody who spent any time on this case that there were others higher up in the FBI who knew about this and assisted in the cover-up at a minimum. And that's not okay.
FBI agents in Indianapolis and Los Angeles knew about the allegations, but apparently took no action against Nassar, who is in prison. Republican legislators in Tennessee have approved a bill that allows some teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns in public schools. Representative Brock Martin.
I trust my local law enforcement. I trust my director of schools. I trust my teacher. If they believe this is what's right for that specific community and it's permissive and they think that's going to help take care of my child, I fully support this bill.
The principal, school district, and police would have to agree to let teachers and staff carry guns. There was a presidential primary in Pennsylvania Tuesday. CBS News projects President Biden won the Democratic primary and former President Donald Trump won the Republican primary. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
WTOP at 1203. Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th, 2024. Welcome in. Increasing clouds as we head towards daybreak. Might see a spotty shower or two out there. Veronica says the low will be 53 to 58, 64 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your Wednesday morning midnight hour ride in the middle of the week. Tuesday marked 4 weeks since the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge, now a month. And amid the cleanup, WTOP's Mike Murillo says this morning, the lifting of a 560-ton piece of the wreckage this week will mean an important milestone will most likely be met by the end of the week.
4 weeks ago.
Something that was a crown jewel for our city and our state and for our nation collapsed into the Patapsco River.
And the around-the-clock work continues to clear the wreckage of the bridge so the important port can fully reopen, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And this week,
Unified Command began laying out buoys and lights to mark the fourth temporary channel with a controlling depth of 35 feet.
The goal is to have that open by week's end. Then after 4 days of it being open, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilrey says that new channel will be closed for about 10 days.
That will allow us to safely conduct the rigging we need to do on board that large piece of the bridge that's still on board the bow of the Dolly.
So the ship can be moved. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Now, from the cars you shop for to the cardboard packaging your Amazon deliveries come in, a lot of things these days that we use every day come through the Port of Baltimore. At a WTOP exclusive this Wednesday morning, the Port Administrator explains to WTOP's Kate Ryan how we might be feeling some supply chain and pricing pinches here. It all depends on how long it takes to get shipping traffic what is considered back to normal.
The Port of Baltimore had a record year in a number of categories in 2023.
For certain types of cargo, the roll-on, roll-off, the automobiles, we're number one.
That's Jonathan Daniels, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're also number one for sugar with the Domino facility right across the harbor. We're number one for gypsum for the construction industry.
The collapse of the Key Bridge nearly a month ago meant other ports have taken on some of that traffic, and that could mean delays in deliveries and possible increases in prices because of shipping detours until the port is fully open. But officials say it won't mean a major break in the supply chain. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Word this morning that more help is coming for local businesses that have been so hard hit by the Key Bridge collapse a month ago. Applications are now open, we hear, for two additional economic relief programs. One program offering small business grants of up to $50,000 and no interest loans of up to $500,000. Another, we're told, will provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted at the Port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore created the programs through an executive order that you may remember was signed back April 5th, but is just now taking effect. WTOP at 12:06. In other news this morning, Prince George's County planning to put in a new youth curfew on the weekends at National Harbor. Now, the curfew bans accompanied teens from being there between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights the entire weekend. This follows several large crowds and disturbances last Saturday night over the weekend. The curfew confirmed by a couple of Prince George's County Council members speaking with WTOP who have passed emergency legislation here to enforce this curfew. Our partners at 7 News say the blanket curfew here would also include fines for parents who knowingly let their children violate this order. Stay tuned. WTOP at 12:07. A family in Fairfax is going through the unimaginable after they lost their two young boys following a devastating house fire. The father of the children speaks this morning with WTOP about the outpouring of support from the community.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William died at Children's National Hospital 4 days after a fire destroyed their Fairfax home. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said it's been incredible to hear memories about the boys.
To see how they've impacted the school, how they've impacted the county, how they've impacted the community, we're like, oh my goodness.
Jamie said both of the boys' hearts were able to be donated. He said if they didn't have their faith and their church,
our mental health would not be in a good spot.
A GoFundMe set up for the family has raised almost $250,000. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Good morning. Welcome into WTOP.
After midnight.
You're with WTOP. Back Dean Lane.
Wednesday morning, April 24th. Glad you're with us at 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning. This midnight hour to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the district with the police activity shutting down 14th Street Northwest between Park Road and Monroe Street. Try to avoid that area if you can. There's also ongoing road work southbound 3rd Street Tunnel. It's down to one lane south of New York Avenue, but not seeing any major delays. And no lane closures on the northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel from the freeway to New York Avenue. In Virginia, the big delays continue on the inner loop. This is because of the work zone that is north of the Dulles Toll Road heading up to the Georgetown Pike. Three right lanes remain blocked. Only the far left lane is open with the delays starting right around the Dulles Toll Road. We also have the road work on the out loop in that area south of the Pike to the Toll Road. The two right lanes are blocked. And then the road work continues in Montgomery County, the inner loop between the American Legion Bridge and River Road. And then two left lanes are blocked because of road work. The out loop at Cabin John Parkway, the right lane is blocked as you make your way past, but not seeing any major delays. Also getting word right now of an accident working in Prince George's County, northbound 95, just north of the Beltway. So be prepared for responding units. Again, northbound 95, north of the Beltway in Prince George's County for the reported accident. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Skies turning overcast, and there could be some isolated showers around the area, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush on your Wednesday. And temperatures will be starting out between 53 and 58 degrees, with highs today 68 to 74 degrees, still on the milder side with a breezy northwesterly wind. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
58 degrees in Rockville, 62 Ashburn, 58 Fort Washington, 64 degrees in our nation's capital. Midnight hour, Wednesday morning midweek, April 24th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Brought to you this time around by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence, decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 12:10 Wednesday. On WTOP, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Our first hit this morning with Jeff Claybaugh in the midnight hour.
Tesla's deliveries last quarter were down 9%. Tesla says sales this year will be lower than last year. New home sales rose to the highest levels in September last month. Amazon Prime members can get unlimited Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh grocery deliveries for an extra $10 a month. The Dow gained 264 points Tuesday. The S&P 500 up 1.25%. The Nasdaq gained 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Overseas, our first midnight check. Asian stock markets higher across the board this morning. The Shanghai is up almost 10 points. The Hang Seng is up 272. The Kospi is up almost 50 points. And the Nikkei is up 856 points. WTOP at 12:11, campaign 2024. We're in depth next on TOP. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you, battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic
Mac mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at Maximus.com/federal. That's Maximus.com/federal.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek. Welcome in April 24th. Glad you're with us in the middle of the week, this midnight hour. If you're just joining us, increasing clouds as we head towards daybreak, scattered showers, spotty though that they may be, according to Veronica, it's possible as we head into daybreak on Wednesday, 53 to 58 for the actual low, 64 degrees in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. It's 12:13 on WTOP Radio.
This is WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP Wednesday morning. The share of voters these days who say they have high interest in this year's election has apparently hit an all-time low for this same point in any presidential race. That's coming this week from a new NBC News poll, with majorities holding negative views right now on both sides of the aisle for President Biden and former President Trump. This morning, NBC senior political editor Mark Murray joins WTOP's own Dimitri Sotis to take a deep dive into these numbers that we're looking at.
It is a potential signal for lower turnout. And again, this is just one gauge. And our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle. And this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle. And what's also notable is that it's not the first time this cycle where we've actually seen this kind of low level of high interest. We saw it in our previous poll back in January and even in late of 2023. And it does kind of add a sense that turnout could end up being lower in 2024 than it was 4 years ago. And that could actually end up scrambling a presidential contest that the rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, that if you end up having a lower turnout, that could end up producing a potentially different result 6 months from now in November.
You use an expression like scrambling. Does it suggest that the incumbent could be in trouble if fewer people come out, or do we not know?
So there are two different thoughts. The one is that, yes, the incumbent could, the Democrats could end up being at a disadvantage. And our poll ends up showing that Republicans have a higher level of interest overall at 70% than Democratic respondents do at 65%. But there's another thinking that Democrats who've done very well in kind of low turnout special elections across the country, did better than expected in the midterm elections, could actually be the ones who would do better in a low turnout election. And our poll shows that a lot of Donald Trump support comes from voters who did not participate in the 2020 presidential election or the 2022 midterm. So I do think it's a potential jump ball, but it is one of the big factors that we have to go into with eyes wide open, that turnout probably will be lower than what we ended up seeing in 2020.
In several public polls that have been out, President Biden has been closing the gap with Donald Trump. Is that the case here as well?
Absolutely. Our poll back in January had Donald Trump with a 5-point lead over Joe Biden within the poll's margin of error. This time around, Donald Trump's lead has been trimmed to 2 points. And that's consistent with a lot of other polling that we've seen. And it's important to note the context over the last few months, where you ended up having President Biden's State of the Union address, big campaign blitz, the fact that President Biden has been on the campaign trail more in the last few weeks than Donald Trump, who's been saddled with that trial in Manhattan, as well as the other legal challenges that he has.
You mentioned a jump ball earlier. I might be introducing one more here, Mark. What about the effect of a third party guy like RFK Jr.?
This was a little bit of a surprise in our poll. Our poll ended up finding that Donald Trump's 2-point lead in a head-to-head matchup turned into a 2-point lead for Joe Biden when you ended up expanding the ballot to multiple candidates, including RFK Jr. And our poll showed, when within the margin of error, that there were more Republicans and more Trump voters who were supporting RFK in a expanded ballot than Joe Biden voters. And again, this is just one poll. We'll need to watch over the next 6 months or so. But a lot of the conventional wisdom has been that the larger the third party vote and RFK Jr. would end up hurting the Democrats. But our poll shows it could be the opposite. But we have to wait and see what other surveys and, of course, what happens on election night.
Campaign 2024 Wednesday morning here on WTOP. That's NBC senior political editor Mark Murray talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following for you on WTOP Wednesday morning. The U.S. Senate now approving new money and arms for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That bill now heads to the president's desk for his signature. And here at home, Maryland's governor offers a fresh update now on cleanup and salvage efforts at the Key Bridge disaster site. There could be a major development for the Port of Baltimore. later this week. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
You check your phone, what, 50 times a day? Because there's always something new.
It's the same with breaking news.
Stay up to date. Check back with us 2, 3, 4 times a day.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Wednesday morning, April 24th. Glad you're with us to start your day. Time now is 12:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. When it breaks on this Wednesday morning, over to Ken Berger first this hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Outbound Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue in the southeast. Watch out for the reported accident. There is some congestion on outbound Suitland Parkway. We'll let you know what lanes are blocked as soon as we can find out. But again, watch out for those delays on the outbound side of the Suitland Parkway. In the district also, 14th Street Northwest closed because of the police activity between Park Road and Monroe Street. There's also some road work on the 3rd Street Tunnel southbound down to one lane as you make the split to the freeway, but not seeing any major delays because of that construction activity. Multiple work zones on southbound 395 starting near the Washington Boulevard exits, and this is going to continue all the way to Edsel Road, so various lanes blocked, but mostly along the far left side. However, not seeing any major delays on the southbound side of 395. Northbound 395 between Edsel Road and the Little River Turnpike, you find the left side blocked, then alternating closures of the two left lanes near King Street. More road work on northbound 395 near Pentagon Rotary Road in Arlington. That's the right lane and the right shoulder blocked. The Beltway Inner Loop in Virginia, you've got the road work continuing north of the toll road to the Georgetown Pike. The three right lanes remain blocked. Far left side is only getting by, and there are delays coming north of the toll road. Virginia Spine Institute is now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming up this midnight hour Wednesday after traffic and weather this morning.
You'll soon need this to register a car in Virginia. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Tracking the next weather maker, expect a little bit of rain here for your morning hours. Isolated showers early, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush. And temperatures starting out between 53 and 58 degrees this morning, reaching into the upper 60s to mid 70s for the afternoon. Not bad at all. Northwesterly wind with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that rain lasting mainly the morning rush, with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
61 in Manassas, 60 Metro Center, 58 Frederick, Maryland. We're at 64 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. WTOP at 1220.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Good Wednesday morning, April 24th. Glad you're starting your early midnight hour with us here at WTOP. Welcome in. It's 1222.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Well, it's become a fairly common summer occurrence these days in the DMV. We're in for another major shutdown scheduled on Metro, and it's parts of the Red Line this time around, with several stations, we're told, will be closed pretty much all summer. Shuttle buses are said to replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st to the end of August, August 31st. The buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops to connect you directly, we're told, from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four red line stations will be closed the entire time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. Get all the details a click away at WTOP.com. On the road again. All right, here is something, heads up from WTOP, that you might not be aware of. Virginia drivers have not been required to have car insurance. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us that's the changes.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
They are marketed as a lower-priced alternative to payday loans, but some popular apps may be a lot more expensive than they actually seem.
Earned wage access apps are marketed as a way to help cash-strapped people get money between paydays. Supporters say they can help those who live paycheck to paycheck, often those making $50,000 a year or less, balance their budget. However, many consumer advocates say the fees involved make the apps not much different from payday loans. Congress is looking into a bill to regulate the apps, and some states have already taken steps to limit the fees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
To the world of entertainment Wednesday morning on WTOP, a former TV star we hear is slamming the movie business.
Jerry Seinfeld may be known for his show about nothing and decades of stand-up comedy.
State flag of Florida should be just a steering wheel with a hat and two knuckles on it.
But next month, he's making his directorial debut on a comedy about the making of Pop-Tarts called Unfrosted.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
He also stars in the film alongside the likes of Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, and Amy Schumer. And yet, Seinfeld tells GQ the movie business is over, saying our society doesn't watch or talk about him like we used to. Well, here's hoping people watch his movie. Unfrosted is out on Netflix May 3rd. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.